Welcome to the Circle Sessions featuring the Circle of Experts. The Circle of Experts are Yasmin Robles from Robles Designs, Tanisha English Amamu of TJE Communications, and Don the Idea Guy. I'm Brett Johnson from Circle 270 Media Podcast Consultants. Each week, one of the Circle of Experts joins me to talk about some critical aspects of growing your podcast. We focus on marketing, social media, monetization, and website design to help you implement all of these together. This week, Tanisha is here from the Circle of Experts. Tanisha is on a mission to help small businesses level the playing field through digital marketing solutions. Tanisha, thanks for joining me again today.
Of course. Thanks for having me, as always.
Yeah. So you have a great, not that they are all great topics, but it's always interesting to see trends on social media. And especially certain platforms that are very trendy. You know, Facebook doesn't seem to have those trends anymore. I just thinking about that. You know, it used to be, you heard all these different trends on Facebook, but it's like, that's just not a trendy, laced social platform anymore. But Instagram is still holding. Instagram's still holding some trends, along with a few others.
But you
found an article through Sprout Social talking about some Instagram trends to be out on the lookout for this year. So let's go over some of those you saw.
Like you mentioned, Sprout Social put out an article about 9 Instagram trends to watch in 2024. So there are some that I think are going to be a little more relevant to our audience that I would, you know, go into more detail on. But then there's a couple that maybe not so much, but we'll still mention them just so people know about them. So the first thing should probably not be a surprise, but Sprout Social is saying that the number one trend for Instagram this year is that video is going to take priority over images. And I believe that we've already seen that, especially with the rise of TikTok being super popular and then Instagram implementing the Reels. You know, it's not really surprising that video is going to be number one. Now, it doesn't say what kind of video. So if you're intimidated about putting your face out there, there are ways to still create content that maybe your face isn't necessarily in. You could have, you know, a picture of your podcast guest with some audio behind the picture and maybe, you know, words on the screen so that people who may have hearing disadvantages or disabilities can, you know, still know what's going on. There's also been conversation around a lot of like faceless influencers. So people who like you never see their face, you may only see their hands, or you may just see things that they're doing, but they have like millions of followers, which is so interesting. But you can also take that route where maybe, you know, you're showing your day to day, not your face. Maybe it's literally you picking up your keys and maybe putting your headphones on, but it's the back of you just putting your headphones on to listen to a podcast. And it's just the audio of the podcast playing. There's so many things that you can do
I could live with a faceless video trend. That's very cool. I love it.
I recommend people get creative with that. Don't think video as traditional. You know, I got to hire a videographer to get this set up. I think the one of the good things about social media today is that people are kind of combing through like what feels real and what feels curated, what feels, you know, like this person is acting and not actually doing these things. And people actually I've seen make fun of creators in the comments amongst each other about, you know, have you ever seen those videos where it's showing a person like waking up and getting out of bed? So people have made jokes like, so you got out of bed to set up your phone, to show yourself getting out of bed. So try to keep it natural, keep it real. And I think there are going to be fun ways to implement video into your Instagram that are outside of like, you know, straight up point and shoot with the camera. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely more creative. And again, like you said, if you have your face on it, to me, that seems like it might pull me in a little bit more too, going, I don't really need to see this person. I want to see what they're doing. Could be food prep or working. I've gotten into this restoration videos now that, you know, getting old metal toys or old, you know, these antiques that they're restoring. I don't see what this person's doing, but I'm seeing what they're doing. Right. I love it. I don't care what the person looks like. I want to see what they're doing. And just, it almost has this calming effect because they're just, you know, it's that look of it. It's cleaning. It's like, oh my gosh, this is so cool.
People love that stuff. Yeah. I love watching people clean, like deep clean spaces and looking at the products they're using. Like that's how Scrub Daddy got so popular again, because people were using Scrub Daddies to clean and it got big. And now they're like, you know, this huge company just from people cleaning on TikTok. Right.
Well, it's answering our problems that we're maybe looking for. So, you know, it's not, it's partly entertainment, but it's also like, I'm learning something here. This is
exactly,
I'm cool with not knowing what you look like. I don't care.
Right.
You know, who honestly cares?
Show me the products you're using. And is there a code, a discount code?
Exactly.
So I can buy them too.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
So another one I'll kind of just quickly talk about is Sprout Social is saying that social media content is going to be empowered with AI, but they're mostly talking about like AI generated stickers that can be used in Instagram stories, starting a chat with AI so you can ask for recommendations and advice and talk about interests and even follow AI profiles and the content that they post. I'm curious to kind of see how that goes before we really dive into it. And then it also mentioned AI backdrops for stories. So like when you share a photo with your story, you can use this like AI backdrop tool to create a background based on a text prompt that you enter. So that's like mostly super story heavy. And then also following, you know, different profiles for inspiration, but definitely something to note. Now, this one I think is really cool. It's increasing engagement with community experiences. So I don't know if you guys have noticed that Instagram has launched these broadcast channels over the last year where different profiles, like I know, so I'm a huge Nicki Minaj fan. And I also love Fall Out Boy, and they've launched broadcast channels where the artists can share updates that are like exclusive to the community. Like, hey, I'm going to go live on Station Head, or hey, we're dropping merch for the tour, but like you guys have the link first before everybody else. Or just to, you know, update the community on different things that are going on. I've seen it from artists and musicians. Even business owners and influencers have launched these broadcast channels. It's almost like an Instagram DM, but to like millions of people. And you control who can post inside of the broadcast channel. So of course, for some of these people with millions of followers, nobody's allowed to post in it. Like they post. But I have seen broadcast channels that have a little bit more engagement. So that could be a great way to start to create more close relationships with your followers, and people can opt in. So it's not like you create it and everybody's in there and they're going to get mad about it. People can opt into to your broadcast channel. So that's something to think about.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of bonus content potential.
Yes.
For a podcast or something. Content,
yeah. Which also falls into the subscription on Instagram. I have seen creatives and influencers launch, you know, you can pay like $9.99 to get exclusive content. So that's also another route that you can take. I know I've mentioned before being a huge fan of Payne Lindsay that I pay for Tenderfoot TV through Apple Podcasts. But, you know, if you're able to offer, you know, exclusive content through Instagram, that's a great way to not only grow your community, but potentially grow your following and, you know, help with that organic reach across the platform. platform.
Right. And I would say the one thing, if you're looking at doing it, and this is not a negative, it's mm-hmm. it's reality of it. If you're going to walk into the space doing it, then you need to be there.
Yeah.
You got to be there because people are depending on you to create content that's worth $10 a month to them.
Oh, yeah.
So mm-hmm. you just can't, it's like, oh, this is a great idea, then burn out on it in 3 months.
Yeah.
You have exactly. a game plan. Have a, I mean, because I love the idea, but you have a game mm-hmm. plan.
Yeah.
Have a game point. Plan and know that you're going to live in that space mm-hmm. from now on.
Yeah.
You know,
that's a really good
to a
point.
Certain degree. Mm-hmm. But boy, if it works, you do it. I mean,
yeah, why not?
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Me personally, that's what I worry about is the burnout. Like, mm-hmm. would I be able to create $10 a month worth of, because I mean, in this economy, like $10 maybe isn't a lot in the grand scheme of things, but when you're really, you know, look at your budget. For example, I put a pause on my HBO Max during the writer's strike because none of my shows are even filming right now. So why am I going to pay this $14, $16 for something I'm not even using? Right. So people, you know, even though that may seem small in the grand scheme, it's still another area that I can cut costs. So thinking about that, just like you said, make sure you have a plan if you are interested in bringing people in for that paid subscription yeah. content.
Plus so. Reminding them that you have the new content mm-hmm. that they pay for to bring them back in, because that's exactly. that would be analytics you look at going and go, mm-hmm. okay, you have 100 subscribers, but only maybe 50 are coming in. Exactly. Well, what's wrong yeah. with the other 50%? Mm-hmm. You know, what's going on? And will you potentially lose them?
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
So it's not just one little playground. It's like, oh, mm-hmm. wait a minute, we still have to bring them in with the new people. And
yeah.
But yeah, it's kind of hard to value what is $10 worth to someone.
Yeah, because for me, like, I like the idea of the broadcast channel because mm-hmm. it's basically like a bulletin board, like yeah. a digital bulletin board. But I'm not so sure on the subscription part, because for me, it's, again, I'm always thinking about like what we talked about in our last episode about owning your people. Yeah. So it's like, why would I use Instagram for exclusive content when I can use maybe a third party like a Patreon or, you know, adding some exclusive thing on my own website for people right. to pay to, just in case this platform isn't working or yeah. shut down, that people still have access to, you know, the things I want them to have access to.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So there's pros and cons to all mm-hmm. of it. And where do you want your fans to be?
Yeah. You know, for sure.
And if it's dragging them to a .com and they really are living in Instagram, mm-hmm. well then okay, meet them there. That makes sense. That makes mm-hmm. sense. But if it's going to be very difficult to get them to your .com because they just aren't using their smartphone that way.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of pieces that you need to understand about your audience, what they're mm-hmm. doing, what they're not doing. Without it becoming a hurdle and going, oh, well, this is just too much. I can't do it. Sometimes right. it's just like, you got to jump in and do it.
Yeah. Just try and see.
You never know when that party is just going to pop up and going, wow, this really blew up. This is
yeah.
good. Yeah. You just yes. got to try it. Yeah, exactly.
Highly recommend just jumping in there.
Yeah, exactly. What else are you seeing?
Yeah. So I'm also seeing if anyone has noticed that instead of only having one link in our bio, you can now have up to 5 links in your Instagram bio now. So a lot of people, myself and other clients that I've worked with, have used like Linktree or, you know, maybe created a hidden page on your website for the links in your bio. But now you can have up to 5, which is great. Because I still think there is a place for like a link tree to keep, or, you know, a hidden page, because you can include those links that are never going to go away. Like the link to your website, maybe a link to subscribe to a YouTube channel or a podcast or a mm-hmm. place for exclusive content. But let's say you're having an event and it's like a one-off thing. That way you don't have to log into your Linktree to add a link. I'm infamous for like adding a link to Linktree, but then forgetting to remove it when the event is over. So if you just, you know, can drop those links in there, those things that may have like a time frame on when this link is necessary, yeah, you can use the additional space for.
Okay, good. Okay. No, that's good. That's good. Yeah.
So I know Yasmin will love this one, that a trend is boosting visibility using SEO on Instagram. Mm. So Sprout had a statistic that said last year, a combined 29% of Gen Z and millennials flocked to social media platforms instead of actual search engines to find information. So we are seeing an uptick of people, if you're looking for something, that instead of going to Google or Bing or Yahoo, you're going to a social media platform. And this actually makes sense. Myself being a millennial, I often go to TikTok as a search engine. And Twitter or X or whatever. Mm-hmm. I think it's mostly because, going back to that number one, the video aspect. Mm. So if you're looking for, you know, how to, you know, cute hairstyles or, you know, concert outfits, or maybe you're looking up quick, easy meals, you want to actually see somebody doing the thing that you're asking for. So I think that's probably where the push is. Okay. So thinking about that, of course, you want to find the right, you know, keywords when you're making posts. So thinking about optimizing your subtitles and your captions on your posts, even following and engaging with similar contacts, or I'm sorry, similar accounts is going to help, you know, build up your profile. Also adding that alternative text to your post. A lot of people don't do this. I'm guilty of, you know, often forgetting to do this, but that's also going to be a great way to help boost your SEO on Instagram. Thinking about trends, but of course, I believe in making sure that the trends still make sense and tie back to who you are as a business owner. Yeah. I think it's okay to, like, you know, maybe do some of the fun stuff here and there, but I wouldn't just hop on every single trend if it doesn't necessarily make sense with what you're doing.
Yeah, that could be a lot of work and a lot of wasted time.
You know? Exactly, a lot of wasted time. Yeah. And then, you know, thinking about Instagram's official guidelines and rules, you know, when you break the rules, your account suffers. And I have also seen, because I have a couple clients who work in the nonprofit space and primarily focus on injustices or, you know, disenfranchised people or issues in the world. And when there's big things going on, like, you know, all the wars that we have. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when we talk about those things, I have seen Instagram kind of suppress that content a little bit in the beginning. I think not because they don't want to share it. I do think on the back end, probably their systems are maybe either verifying the information that's being shared, and then also, you know, combing through the information to make sure that whatever we're saying doesn't, you know, break any community guidelines or cause anybody harm. So thinking about that too, when you're posting content, it's just being mindful to follow the community guidelines to keep everybody safe and make it a welcoming space for everybody. Because not doing that will impact your engagement and visibility on the platform.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Makes sense. So I want to take a minute. Let's take a look at one old trend that came to mind while we're talking about was the Instagram takeovers.
Yeah.
So is that still, you know, kind of, we're looking backwards now. Is that, are you still seeing takeovers happening?
You know, not as much, but that actually goes into the next one where there have been an increase in people creating brand partnerships and collaborative posting. So instead of me, let's say, you know, I want to take over an Instagram, or let's say we post a video of the podcast, instead of me posting a piece of content and then you posting a piece of content, I can post it or you can post it. You can add me as a collaborator. So then that way, if people are on my Instagram, they see our post. If they're on your Instagram, they see our post. So then my followers are being exposed to your followers and vice versa.
So you're creating a collaborator situation for X amount of time.
So it's actually forever. It's a forever collaborative post in the feed. And I've seen a lot of people do that, which helps to, you know, bring in new eyes to different accounts. A lot of times when I see collaborative posts, I tend to click and see who's all a part of it. And, you know, you may want to dive deeper and see who the people are.
How do you know that it is that?
So it'll actually show you. So whoever posted it in the caption, it will just show like TJE. Mm-hmm. But when you look at the top, when you look at the profile picture, it may have like three other pictures at the top.
Oh.
And that'll show you that it's a collaborative post.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. Just for the sake of anybody, I may have seen it, didn't know that it was, but at least moving forward now, the listeners can kind of go, oh, that's what Tanisha was talking about. This is cool. You know, sort of
so
thing.
That's a great thing to do for if you have guests coming on to say like, hey, you know, I'm going to make a post at this time. I'm going to add you as a collaborator. Now, the person on the other end does have to accept the collaboration invite, but once they accept it, it's going to show up on both profiles.
Yeah. So if you were to remove them as a collaborator, let's say in a week's time, does that post then go away as a collaborator?
It'll go away for the other person, but it'll still stay on your page.
Whoever initiated. Okay.
Yeah. Whoever initiated. That's the word. Whoever initiated it. Okay. But something to note now, hopefully they fix this, but if you make a post and you go, oh shoot, I forgot to add this person as a collaborator, you can't go back and add them. You would have to delete the post and then do it again. So it's different from like tagging a person. So you'll see that when you go to make a post, there will be the option to tag or collaborate. So tagging is, you know, the traditional, they're tagged in the post, but that collaborative piece is what you are looking for to make sure it's like a cross post in the feed.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that sucks is that once you do it, it's over. You got to go back and start over.
Yeah. I see so many more benefits. I mean, again, there's always negatives to every positive than the Instagram takeover.
Yeah.
I like that, you know, because the Instagram takeover always seemed to be, to me, a lot of work. Okay, great. But, you know, if you're used to posting a lot on your own Instagram page, that's great. And you just want to swim in a different ocean. Totally get it. But it's that, but it does have to make sense why you did it.
Right.
Takeover. And so maybe a little bit more thought about, okay, this is a whole new audience. How do I talk to them?
Yeah.
Potentially. But here it's collaboratively. You already know you have pretty much kind of the same audiences probably, but you're trying to bring them all together. That would be one strategy. Oh, I love that. That's a very cool idea.
You can collaborate on, you know, if you still want to do the video piece, you can collaborate on Instagram Reels too.
Yeah.
It's an option. Stories, not quite yet. Yeah. You can't collaborate, but of course, if you tag somebody in your story, you know, they can share it. But right now on posts and Reels, you can do that collaboration.
I like it. That's cool. That may be the strongest one we're seeing. That's cool. I love it.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of that, and I've done it too. I've done it myself as well, and it helps to bring more visibility to your page.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Got it. That's cool. You're almost through your list. Are you going through?
I know. You might as well finish it off.
Yeah.
So this one wasn't really one I thought was super important, but then you kind of mentioned food. So food content is trending on Instagram. So I guess if you're a podcaster that maybe focuses on food or restaurants, they say that 45% of users ages 18 to 34 have been interested in vegan recipes, and 42% are interested in plant-based. So we believe that the reason why food content may be trending more is because, you know, the economy, people want to save money and cook at home. And then also I thought about this, you know, this millennials, we're coming up on being the new elders of the family at some point. And, you know, if your grandma is still here. Hopefully she's able to pass down recipes, or if not, you know, that's a place that you're going to go. So I hosted Christmas for my whole family this year, and I definitely utilize Instagram and TikTok looking up recipes to make sure that my mac and cheese was going to be, you know, spot on, that everybody liked it. You know, I think my first time cooking, I'm not a big turkey person, but I cooked a whole chicken for Thanksgiving, and I wanted to make sure it wasn't going to be dry.
Yeah.
I wanted to make sure it was seasoned. So, you know, I looked up those recipes online. Mm-hmm. So, you know, a lot of us are also coming into having families.
Yeah.
I've been married for almost 2 years. Now I got 2 kids, so I got to cook for my family. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what to cook. I never cooked before I was married. So, like, what right. do I do?
And then the magic of leftovers after that, too. It's like,
exactly.
Okay.
What you know, can I just do with this?
Continually right? making the same meal and it's gone. It's like, let's make enough for leftovers. And how do we make, you know, yeah, right. tons of totally different nuances. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And, you know, even with Gen Z, you know, they're coming out of college and moving into their own apartments or homes. And now they're on their own and they got to cook their own dinner.
Yeah.
So lots of trending videos and content when it comes to food.
Yeah.
There's also an opportunity to leverage user-generated content. This is number 8. But a lot of people are leveraging user-generated content. So even thinking about like a restaurant, I actually have a friend who lives in New York, and he started doing this thing on TikTok, and now he has like a ton of followers where he goes and tries chicken wings from different places. Mm-hmm. And he'll go to, you know, Chinatown or wherever, no matter where he's at, even if he's not in New York, if he's traveling, he's like, oh, they have the best wings. I have to try them. And of course, now this is like content that Wingstop could use, or some mom and pop shop can use. Even there's this guy on TikTok named Keith Lee. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've heard of Keith Lee.
No, no.
But he is a TikTok food critic, if you will. And he has truly, like, he gives honest reviews. If he doesn't like it, he'll say he doesn't like something. Mm-hmm. If he does, he'll say that he does. And because of his honesty, I mean, he has helped like mom and pop restaurants go from like 5 customers a day to like lines out the door.
Wow.
Just from his reviews. So that's definitely user-generated content that mm-hmm. people can use. So thinking about if you do have the type of podcast or business where user-generated content would be something you could leverage,
yeah,
that is a trend yeah. that we're seeing on Instagram. Yeah.
Even if it's like a piece of your podcast, let's say it's a section that you always do it with every episode. It could be just a way out thing, but just it, you know, yeah, like for example, like you said, maybe it's that, you know, favorite coffee of the day or something, you know, that's right. What do we drink? What coffee mm-hmm. we drinking today? That could, you could piece that out and maybe do a series mm-hmm. of what's the best coffee on the road? You know, who has the best coffee? 7-Eleven or mm-hmm. BP or whatever. There are little things that you can pull from it and do a full circle kind of feel to it. Yeah.
Definitely.
No, that makes sense.
So many things. I mean, I just thought about, you know, even if you have a business podcast, like what we're doing, mm-hmm. talking to business owners and podcasters, if somebody's making a video talking about how, you know, fixing up their website, help them mm-hmm. grow their business, and they heard about it on the Circle Sessions. Like, that's something that, you know, we can use as content too.
Yeah.
Right. And even with, there was a podcast I used to listen to. I don't think they're around anymore. It was called Stride and Saunter. Mm-hmm. And it was like, it was this guy, his name was Kip Clark, I think. And his voice was very like relaxing and monotone. So it was like nice to listen to while I was working. And I think I might have tweeted something about the podcast, and they sent me a DM, and they ended up mailing me a sticker.
Oh, no way.
Like the podcast. Yeah. And I put it on my laptop at the time and like took a picture of it. And they were able to use that on their social media, just like, hey, one of our listeners with our sticker, like a sticker.
So but it's simple.
Still, you know, showing, so yeah, simple. So simple. Yeah. So simple.
And it costs pennies to mail.
Exactly. And
you get all that mm-hmm. out of it. Yeah. Oh my
God. And it made me feel as a listener, like, oh my gosh, like Kip Clark sent me a sticker.
And you're cool. And you're still right? talking about it, even though the podcast may not be it. Around. Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 It worked.
Yes,
it worked.
Of yep. course.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
And then lastly, I think all the ones that we talked about so far have been fun and creative things to try. But this one is probably the worst trend is that promotions expand your reach on Instagram, which I think we also knew that we have to pay to play, which yeah. nobody wants to do or enjoys doing. But Sprout has predicted that we will see more paid promotions across Instagram to help expand reach. Now, I think that if you're able to do 1 through 8, then you may not need to necessarily pay to expand your reach. Your audience may do it for you.
Right.
I mean, I've probably mentioned Payne Lindsay on every single Circle right. Sessions episode that I've ever been a
yeah.
part of.
Yeah.
So even if you didn't know who he was, you've yeah. probably gone and looked him up just to see. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, when you create those connections with your audience and you're engaging your community, you're posting good content, people will naturally do that work for you. They'll promote yep. you just because they like who you are and they enjoy listening to you and being a part of your community.
Yeah. I there's not a time that I don't have, and you know, let's go back to this point that I'll mm-hmm. talk about what I do. And of course, mm-hmm. I'm, you know, working with the multiple numbers of podcasters that I work with, but it always comes back to, so what's your favorite podcast? If you mm-hmm. can do these little things like this and break to the top of the fold of your listeners advocating for you in that conversation, you win.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you stay fresh with them? How do you stay that, you know, try to be that top three podcast that when someone asks mm-hmm. you that, what are your favorite podcasts? It's right at the tip of your tongue. And it's hard. You'll never realize that you're doing it. You just don't. Mm-hmm. But if that's your goal,
yeah.
if that's kind of in your back of your mind, create content that is shareable, that people will continue to talk about, that people feel mm-hmm. like if I share it, I look smart.
Yeah.
If you create that and use all these tools you just talked about in regards to the trends on Instagram, use it smartly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Number 9 doesn't necessarily have to come into play. You don't have to pay
right.
to be there. Now, again, maybe there's a special situation. Just want to break the algorithm. Kind of, you know what? Let's put a few extra bucks on this. We need to do it. That's mm-hmm. okay. I think mm-hmm. paying for that stuff is justified at some points in time. Sometimes.
Yeah.
But
for sure.
But not consistently. It's not. I think there are a lot of other ways.
And I feel
more
like
fun. It's more fun too. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And I think I also, you know, have said this to clients when, you know, they want to spend money on social media advertising is, you know, let's try all these other things and do them really well. And if we still just can't like break through, then at that point, I think we try paid promotions.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, I still have hope in organic reach and I've seen it work and I've seen it work well for people. So, you know, like you said, special occasion, maybe it's an event or something cool that you're doing. You want to,
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And also doing paid promotions, being smart about it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I wouldn't do a paid, you know, there is an option to promote to people that follow you or people that are connected to your followers. Like I would, if I had a true crime podcast, I'm promoting to everybody that loves Tenderfoot TV, everybody that loves Crime Junkies, everybody that was interested in the Serial podcast. Mm-hmm. Like that's who I want to reach, people who love that.
Yeah.
So even thinking about your, I guess you can technically call them competitors in the mm-hmm. podcast space, especially those bigger ones, can you promote to their audiences? A lot of times you can do that. You can actually target their audiences. Think about who your ideal listener is and create an audience for them. So is your ideal listener, you know, moms who are 30 and older who don't have time to, you know, cook meals from scratch.
Right.
And maybe you're offering content that's going to help make their lives easier. So you want to promote to those people.
Right.
So if you are going to pay to play, do it smart.
Right. Exactly.
We talked about smart goals this year. So
yes, that is one. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's very easy to buy this stuff and you think it's going to, okay, just put $20 against or whatever, you know, whatever the thing is. That doesn't mean it's, you know, $20. Yeah. It's easy to pull the trigger on $20, $25, $30, whatever. But you do that multiple times, all of a sudden you're looking at it's like, wow, we spent $500 over the last 2 months. What do we got from it?
Yeah.
That's that it starts to turn into real money. Money that is it better spent somewhere else? That okay, maybe you have it budgeted, but that doesn't mean you should spend it that way. Just always evaluate. It's the SMART goals. Exactly. It goes right back to that episode we did about SMART goals. You said at the beginning of this, of your beginning of your year, whatever. Here's what you want to do. Is it counter or is it helping? Push it, get that little extra push. How can a listener get a hold of you, especially maybe they want to talk a little bit more about that collaborator that you did and how you did it. How can they get a hold of you to talk to you a little bit more about how you did what you did, why you did it, and what were the results?
So you can find me at tjecommunications.com and schedule a free 15-minute consultation. I do them every Tuesday. And I'm also on social media as Tanisha J. English Amamu or TJECOMM. That's TJECOMM.
Great. And you can connect with me if you'd like to talk more about this or your podcast. You know, again, any ideas that you want to move forward with, you know, hey, I've got a podcast. And it's like, but we're something you said in that episode with Tanisha that we'd like to pull this and do this. Yeah, get a hold of me. I'll bring Tanisha along too. And let's expand on this and figure out how you can make it work. My calendar is available at Circle 270 Media Podcast Consultants business website. That's at circle270media.com. Or if it's easier to remember, just go to mypodcastguy.com as well too. So Tanisha, thanks. This was a great list. I'm excited to see how this comes out in the year's time and to look at Instagram a little bit differently.
Yes. Thank you for having me. This was great.